suddenly shiny. That was an Ed McCarthy laugh right there. 503. You know what we are? We're like two drunks at a bar. You spent all last hour talking about your boyfriend woes, and then I spent the last half of the hour talking about my wedding woes. My family hates me and will hate me more.
So we're all hated.
Yeah, equally.
That's good.
At least we've got each other.
We do.
It's like the days of wine and roses in here. Rick, listening to you drone on about your haircut, your intermittent personal hygiene habits, and your faux phobias about talking to women makes one seriously question whether you really had to be dragged to the Devil Wears Prada. Sarah, on the other hand, continues to evolve into every man's fantasy date. Best of luck with your life. Thank you, sir. Oh, God. All right.
I got an anniversary wishes from somebody, too.
Yes, and we've got this. Happy anniversary, Sarah. Sounds like it's a good one. There you go. We've got the... All right. We're going to do the Rockstar recap at the bottom of the hour here. Oh, we have fight tickets to give away, too. Thank you, Scotty. Ooh. And this David Cassidy thing to play.
Suit Cassidy,
we
break.
We haven't done any
Rockstar
news. Let's see. Let's go through the phones here. We'll get Kay, Marianne, Brad. Hello, Brad. Hello.
Hey. Rick, you're a bad, bad man.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I went through this about, 2 months ago, and my wife is about as easygoing a woman as you could ever find.
That is true.
And when our good friend Dennis showed up to do his loan job at, be an usher. We didn't put him with any real responsibilities at all.
Right.
Show up in a black suit and a white shirt will give you a matching tie. He shows up in a blue suit with a red shirt.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's because I came prepared because I know my friends. I brought extra white shirts in case they screwed up.
Excellent. Good for you.
Yeah. And you were not going to get the rap. You owe your brother maybe a car.
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
He will not enjoy his wedding night.
No, that's the thing. See, that's the thing is I don't. And again, I'm not trying to. Let me be very clear about this. She's a very nice girl. So when I say this, I don't mean that she's a bad person or the bitchy at all. She's not. But I'm saying I don't have to live with her. I'm not the one who has to finish the wedding and then, be with her for, the next week as she constantly remembers the big blight on her wedding that was me in my bad suit.
Oh, I mean, if she, she's been preparing this forever. You are so screwed.
Oh no, I'm dead.
I know, it's uncomfortable to talk about. He's so screwed.
The fact that she's a photographer again, and as I keep telling Sarah this, the fact that she asked my mom to change her hair color, that's how important the look of everything is to her. And here's me, wrong suit altogether. The only guy in the lineup with the wrong suit. It's like one of these things is different from the others.
Well, I'm thinking if she's really skilled, what she's going to do is Photoshop the suit in on you.
Maybe that's what I should do. I should just come in a green screen. I should just wear big green blank and just say, well, look, this is, you can fix this in post.
Yeah, quick comment on bachelor parties if I can. Everybody wanted to do a bachelor party for me and everything else. But my philosophy is, if there's something I hadn't done yet that I was going to do at a bachelor party, I wasn't ready to get married.
It's true. Now, that's the thing. If your bachelor party is, I got to get my one last fling out, I got to sow my wild oat. If you really feel like you're at the end, then you should really reconsider whether you should be settling down. I'm with you on that. Because that's the guy that, 6 months into the marriage is like, damn! Let me just, quick story about this, and then we'll close out bachelor parties, and we'll talk about how screwed I am for Sunday, and then we'll talk about Rockstar. So this is the last time I went to a bachelor party, and this is why I don't go anymore. And this was years ago. This is when I was in Salt Lake, and we were with a guy, I swear to God, this tells you all you need to know. His name is Sporto. I don't even know what his real name is, but for 20 years, everybody called him Sporto. And so we're at a bar, of course, in the basement, of course, which we've rented, and there are strippers, of course. Now, the strippers, to be fair, because this is in Utah, so it's, but everybody kind of, locks the door, and they slip the strippers an extra 100 or whatever to kind of ignore the state rules. And so the strippers are... They're doing the thing with each other, and they're doing, it's always so awkward because, again, and I'm no prude, but it's all strangely homoerotic because it's a bunch of men sitting on cheap folding chairs in a half circle in the basement, Fight Club. And in the middle of the room are two strippers, and they're doing the lesbian thing. And we're watching it, and it's so awkward because it's a bunch of horny men sitting there sort of drunk and silent and watching the stripper. And then they bring Sporto. They put him on a folding chair in the middle of the room. The strippers are giving him a simultaneous lap dance. They're both giving him a lap dance at once. And that's especially awkward. We're sitting there watching our friend get things shoved in his face. The strippers then decide that they're going to, like, partially undress him. So they pull off his shirt and his pants. So he's there in his boxer shorts. Now, he was not nude.
Oh,
but
no.
Boxer shorts, of course, don't conceal whatever state he might have been in.
Oh, Rick.
Okay, but that's... Okay, no, no, no. You don't even know. Awful. No, you don't even know. You don't even know. Here's the thing. Is that
Please don't say he forgot to button them.
No, he was so drunk that he... I don't know if he forgot that there were other men in the room with him, if he thought he was at home alone in his bedroom with some women, or if he just didn't care. But he repeatedly, I mean repeatedly, reached down and didn't take his boxer shirts all the way off, just sort of unrolled them forward, if you know what I'm saying. Do we all know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. And the strippers, of course, were like, they're like, oh, no, 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 honey. And they would reach down and they would pull his boxer shorts back up, covering all the business. And then, like, 30 seconds later, he would reach down and, like, hook his thumbs in and push his boxer shorts down over the business again. And we're all sitting there going, no! You know, the goggles, they do nothing. It just totally, my eyes. And that's, like, in my head, I'm like, this is the last bachelor party I am ever coming to. Never again.
I hung out with Richard Nunn, so that's basically a Saturday night.
Zing. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Brad.
See you.
See you tonight, Brad.
Brad, the car guy. All right. Let's quickly get these suit calls as this becomes the gayest program ever. Kay, hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, Kay.
I don't want your future sister-in-law, Bridezilla, any more than she has. I think you're overlooking the obvious source for a matching suit.
Uh-huh.
Try eBay.
Oh, that's a good idea. I wonder if eBay...
It is, and they can FedEx it to you overnight. If you know your size already, you put it in Want It Now, which you do from the home page, and you might as well try that.
No, that's true. And if it is...
For your search.
If it is the most popular suit of the summer, then... Somebody's probably selling it. That's a good idea.
And there are people who just get the returns from eBay and
yes.
Just do a buy it now. Don't fool around with it and get the damn suit.
No, that's a good idea. In fact, I will do
it. Okay, good.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Seacrest, out. All right, there you go. Okay, I'll do one more here. Marianne, hello.
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
eBay's a great idea. I had another couple thoughts. Number one, you know, it wouldn't be bad if you described in detail the suit and, like, what the product number is or whatever for the suit. And if someone happened to be listening and wanted to give you the suit...
Yeah, give me. I will pay. No, seriously. I'm serious about this now. I will put... And again, I don't wish to abuse my position as radio talk
right.
show host. But seriously, if someone... I will pay whatever it takes to solve this problem. Money is no object. So,
do you know the number of the
I do, I do. And you know what? I'm not going to do it now, but I will find it. I'll post it. I will actually post. I'll do what they did to me. I will post the link to the catalog that shows the item and the suit and the color and all of that.
Okay, the other thought that I had was you have that new best friend, J. Crew, you know?
Yeah. Yes, Jamie. Lord! Yes.
Give him a couple $100 and see if he would be willing to accidentally let slip the names and phone numbers of some people that he knows that already own the suit.
That's not a bad idea. Right. I should just give him cash and just bribe him to find... Just tell him, like, I will give you $500 if you solve this.
Because there's people in town that are in the same position you are that were made to buy the suit that will never wear it again, that have it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You can get it dry cleaned and altered, and you're good to go.
That's the thing, is it's a wedding suit, so you know it's hanging in some schmo's closet where I could be using it. All right, that's a good idea. Thank you, Marianne.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. That's Marianne. All right, it's 503-733-2970. I'm sorry, Scott. No, Scotty's right. That really does deserve, that deserves the,
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. Okay, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hand me the peanuts.
What's up?
Par me a devil. We really should. We should just do it from a bar. We ought to just put in a big counter here and some bowls of popcorn, and that ought to be where it is. Broadcasting from a bar.
That's why our listener parties are so great.
Because that's what the show is.
Drink and socialize.
Kvetch. All right, we're going to just do the show from Sabalas just every day, just sitting there at the counter. All right, here's what we got. We got the City Desk thing. We got City Desk. We got the David Cassidy calls. And we got the Kristen from accounting for the storm recap.
Let's do Cassidy now.
All right.
And then we've got a break.
All right. What is this, Scotty? Well, let me take this really quickly. Hello? Hello? Jesus. Okay, Jerry.
Yeah, what's happening, Rick?
Hi, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, I work for J. Crew, and I have about 12 different assorted flavors of suits. I know you're hiding weight.
This is the... Well, we'll get to that in a moment. This is the Irish linen suit, and I believe it's the darker of the... It's sort of a beige. There's one that's like a sea salt color. That's what they call it. And there's one that's like a beige, like a taupe.
Whoa.
Did you get it?
Yeah. All right. That's Mr. Clever Pants. Did the thing beat?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Let's do David Cassidy.
Baba Boo. All right. 503-733-2970. Let me play these David Cassidy calls. That was actually pretty funny. Don't do it again. Because if you do it, see, because the problem is then we're just going to have to, and we're going to have to play the whole, play all of it. Nobody wants that. All right, let's see. Scotty, yeah, way to screen, Scotty. All right, what are we, am I doing the Cassidy calls? And then we'll do the Kristen thing? All right.
Yeah, we've got a break.
So as you may or may not know, Scotty has been looking forward to booking David Cassidy for 2 weeks on this program. And he did book David Cassidy on this program at 1:15. Oh, Eastern time.
Oh, Scotty.
And Scotty was so pumped. He was so excited. He kept coming in, and we talked about it yesterday. He kept coming in going, hey, you got to be really on your game today, Rick. This is David Cassidy we are talking about.
He's serious.
He used the phrase consummate performer 3 different times. And so we kept trying to figure, why isn't David, where is he? What's with David Cassidy? And, of course, Scotty figured out that he booked David Cassidy for 1:15 Eastern time. And so Scotty checks his voicemail later on. And here's what he got.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy calling. I called the hotline, and I must have let it ring 25, 30 times.
Oh.
Never got any answers.
Oh.
So, I wanted to let you know.
And I'll never speak to you again.
1:23.
You are dead to me.
My time. Probably 10:23 your time. So, I don't know what else to say.
You're dead to me.
I got another one to do, like, in 10 minutes. So, I'll try you back on the hotline.
End of message.
Oh. Sorry about that. And I know you're hoping you could be best pals like Ed Grimley and Pat Sajak, but that's no longer in the cards.
It really isn't.
Those days are past, Scotty. All right. All right, so let's break, and then we'll come back with Kristen from accounting. We will do the Rockstar recap. There's lots that happened on last night, man. Last night's Rockstar recap. We put it to the end because I wanted to have time for it. Rockstar was big last night. Lots of stuff happened, so we'll talk about that.
I'm gonna play Band-Aid right now.
And I got to tell you, the best single Storm moment happened last night. Not her best performance, musically, but the best single Storm moment so far happened last night. Oops. So we'll come back with Kristen from accounting. And we also, Scotty, let's do the first pair right here, actually. We'll take caller number 5. Let's just do that now. Right now, we will take caller number 5 at 503-733-2970. International Fight League, September 9th, 2006 at Memorial Coliseum, featuring Matt Lindland's Portland Wolfpack. We'll give away a pair of tickets to that right now at 503-733-2970. You stay there. Back after this, here's Jim Steinman.
Listen up, you. It's time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
So if you're feeling like doing something a little out of the ordinary tonight, why not start out your night by watching a show on the steps of City Hall? Now, Portland City Hall is at 1221 Southwest 4th Avenue, and you can go see Quasi and the Minders putting on a free show there. It's all ages, and it's beginning at 5:30 tonight. Also going on tonight, there's going to be a reggae show at the Tonic Lounge at 31st and Sandy. At Kelly's Olympian, DJ Colin Stick will be spinning some music. And if you want to head to the strangest show of the night, you should go check out Acme. That's at 1305 Southeast 8th, where you can go see a couple bands that you might recognize their names. Harry and the Potters are playing along with Draco and the Malfoys. I'm not kidding. That's a $5 to $8 show. It's all ages. I've heard some pretty good things about those bands, so you should go check them out. Also tonight, KingBanana.net presents Caddisfly and Facing New York. They're playing at the Loveland. And of course, it is Wednesday night, which means Jen Lane of Barfly fame is DJ Meow. She she will be spinning at Sabala's Mount Tabor tonight on 48th and Southeast Hawthorne. Free to attend, and if you're a lady, you will get a free cupcake. All right, that's all I've got for you for tonight. If you see me out and about, maybe at Sabala's, buy me a vodka tonic, extra lime.
Emerson Show. This email says, Rick and Sarah, thanks for making me feel better. My girlfriend and I recently broke up, and I'm not a good brother or son either. But hearing your and Sarah's problems making me feel better. Life sucks. By the way, as someone who's lived in both Cosmopolis and Kennewick, congratulations on getting out of the Tri-Cities. That place just plain sucks. It's Ryan. All right. Do I have a... I don't have a theme for the rock star recap, do I? I guess I don't. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show the lovely Kristen from accounting who joins us now. And hello. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Sorry.
Hi. I didn't know which lovely
you were. That's fine. That's right. And let's... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm distracted by bringing up one of my audio cuts
over here.
No, I'm just trying to bring up the this audio from last night. Jen Lane, who joins us as well. She's got, like 15 different things going on once here. So, Jen, you did not see it.
I did not see it. Rockstar I was the Supernova. Star of my own show last night.
You're always the star of your own show. Even now, every moment of your life, you are the star of your own show.
Yeah.
Jen. All right. Kristen, from accounting, you were watching this. You were at Dante's. I was at home.
Disappointed.
Yeah, how was it?
I disappoint. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much.
And let me just start off by saying that the word for today, ladies and gentlemen, is Google.
Yeah, exactly. And if you didn't see last night, we'll tell you why here.
Yeah.
Stop with the guarantees.
In just a moment. All right. Well, Kristen, I apologize here. I failed to get, and I'm getting now, for broadcast, I'm getting the Delana sound and the Zaira sound.
Listen to all of them.
Boy, man, that's like the worst thing I've ever heard, by the way.
Zaira. That girl.
You're going to dislike her even more. Oh, yeah, you're going to dislike her even more when you hear this terrible performance.
You know, and I can't believe that they actually liked,
liked her, too, which, look, I don't mean to talk smack about the show because Storm's on there, and so I don't want to sit and just be casting aspersions about it's rigged and it's whatever.
How about that those guys have no taste?
I don't think that's a fair assessment either because, I mean, like you take a guy like Tommy Lee and, a guy like Gilbert Clary, even though he wasn't a founding member of Guns N' Roses, I mean, I don't believe, in other words, I don't believe like a guy like Tommy Lee's taste can really be all that different from my own. It just seems very unlikely that the drummer from Motley Crue and I would have really, really different music tastes. Do you know what I mean?
And, I can understand that different people like different things, but when bad is just bad, there's no word for it.
That's what I'm saying. Bad is bad, regardless of what kind of music you like.
Genre?
I can recognize music of quality in a genre that I don't really care for. But, it's like the guy says in Chasing Amy, gay or straight, ugly, still ugly. Well, you know what? Rock, country, whatever, bad is bad.
Yeah.
And Zaira is bad.
Is this the first one you're playing?
Do you want to do them in order?
Let's talk about the high points and we'll play. The high points that I want to hit low points are Zaira.
Yeah.
Delana, who everybody liked but who I thought sucked last night. And
she
Storm.
Did better than she had.
I disagree. Yeah. And then Storm, who had, Storm, who had her best moment, if not her best performance, last night. So why don't you kind of take the lead here, Kristen, and I'll kind of play stuff we have sound for, and we'll just kind of gloss over the stuff I don't.
Well, yeah, as long as you mentioned it, let's start, with the bad stuff so that we can leave with a good taste in our mouth.
All right.
Zaira.
All right.
Everybody Hurts.
Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Which, I was ready to defend, thinking, how are you supposed to rock out on Everybody Hurts?
Right.
But, like we were just saying, you need to take it and do something with it to make it interesting or to make it good.
Totally.
She just didn't. I still think, like Gilby said last week, she really doesn't understand. It seems like she's auditioning for a talent show rather than auditioning for this thing.
Sarah, am I potted up over here?
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
It's safe to say that Zaira took a lot of heat for her performance last week. Well, she's back to answer her critics and give something more to her fans. Singing Everybody Hurts by R.E.M., it's Zaira Alvarez.
Because that's exactly what you'd pick if you want to rock out.
Yeah.
It's so terrible.
When your day is long.
And she's off key, even I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, she made the song even more toothless than it already was.
What a really...
This whole thing, do we?
Oh, no. Let me skip right ahead to the part where she oversings. Yes, it's totally Bjork.
Sounds like she's auditioning for a Celine Dion cover band.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's so Vegas-y. But then listen to this crap that they sling her way.
They all just like it because she smacked him around last week.
You know, last week when the Supernova guys sent Chris home, I thought that they should have sent you home. And you know what? I gotta say, I stand corrected. Nice job.
Thank you. Appreciate
it's terrible. It's the worst.
I actually thought that we made a mistake last week, too. I really didn't like last week's performance.
So you voted no.
I did vote no.
Love you, too.
Saucy.
What we just did now was really risky, and I thought it was awesome.
Here's another thing. Can I just tell you this? I'm getting tired of this one move that they've all got, where they start the comment going one way, and then they switch
and
horses.
They turn it around.
Totally. And that's Dave Navarro's. That's his leitmotif for everything. It's the whole... He did it again last night where he said, God, what did he say last night? That it was that same thing where he says,
He did it to, what was it? Lou? I can't remember now.
But it was something about like.
I remember. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was some other moment where he's like, you know, when you go out on that stage, you've got to be able to rock. And you did! You know, and it's like the whole, it's just, it's so predictable and bad. That's the end of that. All right, so there you go. That's Zaira sucking there,
yeah.
Singing Everybody Hurts, which, and they keep her.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that, but what?
All right.
Well,
what
elimination is tonight, right?
Yeah, but I mean, but you know that the opinion of the judges and the way that they weigh in influences the voting. You know it does. And if they anoint somebody good or bad, the typical voter who has no horse in the race probably goes, well, you know, Tommy Lee knows a little bit about rock. I'll kind of go with what he says is good.
Which is why I think Phil won't be in the bottom three because Jason actually played on that song.
Yeah, the Phil guy sang White Rabbit. And Jason Newsted played bass behind him. And that's a gutsy song to sing. Grace Slick's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, and you know, but my favorite comment of the night from our crowd, Clyde actually stopped by to join us. And after Phil's performance, he said he looks kind of like a Kmart clerk.
it's totally true.
Him in the little blue thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't the bad. I mean, again, it's some of these songs are so difficult to sing because you're in the shadow of a huge voice, and like Grace Slick, for example.
But
so.
Again, you know, there are bunches of songs that really weren't rocking songs.
Right.
I mean, look at what Storm had, and look what she did with it.
Well, let's play... I'm glad you said that. Let's play this Storm last night on Rockstar Supernova.
Last week's Storm performance reminded Dave of a Broadway production of Cats. Well, this week, she's hoping to prove she's more rock and roll. Singing in the Cars tune, Just What I Needed. Let's hear it, everyone, for Storm Lars.
During this, by the way, she does the stroking of the microphone stand that we've all seen a million times and loved.
I don't mind you coming here.
I don't have the video for this, actually. It's just the sound.
It's when you said I know someday I kinda lose my mind, yeah. It's not the limits in your head. I don't mind you coming here. You're wasting all my time. I can do just what I need.
Wasn't bad.
I needed someone to be.
She sort of ramps it up. I'm going to kind of skip forward here so we can kind of get to the end and then the judges comment. Come on, that's pretty great.
How was the audience reaction?
The audience loved her because she really knows how to, you know, she knows how to work a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's hear that this, okay, now.
I don't want to hear what comes out of Dave Navarro's mouth.
It was not her best performance. I think last week was her best performance so far musically. But this coming up is her single best moment on the show so far.
Tommy,
I need to think about this for a minute.
Okay.
Tommy Lee.
Okay. For me, it was night and day from last week.
Thank you.
That's Dave Navarro.
You let it go at the end. You tore it up vocally.
Tore it up.
I thought it was awesome.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Always thanks. So professional.
Thank
you. You know, the people
thanks.
See it. It's just plain to see. Very
thanks,
cool.
Jason.
Awesome.
So Newstead loves her. Newstead loves her because, again, he says that she's professional. I think that's important because, again, I think they do influence the voting.
It's just plain to see. Very cool.
Totally. Okay, here's
awesome.
Here's Tommy Lee.
Tommy.
It's your turn, baby. Come on.
I figured it out.
I'm horny.
I'd really just like to see more of you.
But maybe next time just a little less stuff.
Clothing.
Cool.
Wait for
Tommy.
Woody.
6 letters. Google.
Oh. And it's a look on her face when she does
thanks,
it, too.
Storm.
Thanks, guys.
I think right there, barring some catastrophe, I think she clinched top two right there. It was the way, and I figured it out last night. Because Lara had sort of mentioned that, like, well, she doesn't seem like she's competing as she's before. I clinched it last night. Here's what it is about Storm. This is the greatness of her, in addition to the fact that she can sing and all of the stuff we already know. It's that she is the one person out there who never, ever, ever seems starstruck. Ever. She doesn't seem intimidated, afraid, scared, or like, you know what I mean? Though everybody else is overshadowed by the fact that they're talking to Tommy Lee and Dave Navarro. Storm is the only person who does not seem starstruck in any way.
I actually posted on a blog today because...
Nerd.
Or on... I know, I'm totally geeking out about this whole thing. But on the message board, there was a thread that started that was not exactly flattering about Storm. So I, of course, had to go on. Didn't bash anybody. I was just supportive of Storm. And the thing that I've always said is she has the whole package. She can't, it's not only that she has a fantastic voice, she's got a great body, she's nice to look at, she sings like whatever. She's got the audience under her control. Men love her, women love her,
right.
And she knows how to work the audience. And that, I think, has what's been missing from the competition so far with her. The people, if you read comments from people who have never seen her outside of Portland, they're like not quite sure where she's coming from. Last night she showed a little bit of that personality that we love
here's
about her, that, you know, that real sassiness.
Sample comments. I think Tommy Lee... contains the phrase DNA deposit about DNA. Let's see, Storm is far and away the best vocalist. How about this? She gets better every effing week. How is that possible? Let's see. Storm is so much better than the others. It's not even a contest. How about this one? Let's see. Rick, my wife and I were watching Storm. This was the first time my wife had seen Storm perform. After Storm finished, my wife, who up until this point had no inclination of lesbianism, said, good God, even I would do her. Thank you, Storm. What else? Storm brought down the house. She's the best. You know, all of this. So it's, I mean, you're right, though. It's that she's got, like, the confidence that everybody else kind of lacks.
Yeah, it's not even about sex. It's not about...
No, it's a vibe.
It is just, you just want to know her.
Yeah.
She just reaches...
No, it's charisma. It's
so
a,
how did that Lucas guy do last night?
He sang Let's Spend the Night Together, which, you know, and he didn't even know the song, I think, initially, which loses points with me. He was okay. I actually don't have that audio, but it was, I didn't think he was all that great. I thought it was a weak performance.
Overall, not impressed with him at all.
It was a weak performance, I thought.
That's the dwarfism guy?
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
With the unibrow.
What I do have here is Delana. We should get to that here.
Get to her, yeah.
Because then we got a break. So this is Delana. Now, I can tell you, Delana picked a song that I hate, which did not help her. But then I did not think she was good last night. And I know that they just, like, spewed about how great you... You are the one performance. Every week you look for that one performance that gives you chills. Delana, you are it. Which I thought it was crap last night.
See, I think they're just blowing a bunch of smoke because they know they're probably not going to pick her.
Yeah, and that they know that she's good because she's scary, so the internet kids like her.
Well, in the very beginning of her performance, she was just over the top.
She's only got that one thing. She's got the twitchy chicken
was
dance
she doing
thing.
The weird dance?
That's
again?
It. Yeah, she's a spastic girl.
Yeah.
And I thought her voice sucked last night, too. Not that I'm a good singer, but I'm not the one competing for the job.
Well, she really showed she really didn't have
she's got one
very
trick.
Much range.
She's got one trick. Let's listen to this. It's a terrible song. It's a Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, God, I hate this song.
Everybody
so
hates this
much.
Song. Oh, wow.
No, it gets worse.
No, it doesn't.
At the end, she's doing a lot of, you know, that whole gibbery thing.
wavery right there.
Awesome, but she's off.
See, right there, she loses me. That's, listen. When is the end of this chorus? I laughed out loud. I was actually going to be my blog entry last night was LOL. I laughed out loud at her performance last night because it was ludicrous. I thought it was just retarded sounding. I literally laughed alone in the room, laughing at nothing because it was so ridiculous sounding.
He referred to the growl.
Really? The growl she refers?
Oh, God.
It's so all that fake ass vibrato. She sounds like Martha Ray trying to sing. All right, there you go. But then listen to the way the judges react to this, though.
I love you guys.
Listen to all this garbage they sing.
I look for that one performance that's the one that gives you chills, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just saw that on television.
That's why people vote for her, is because the judges, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but I'm saying for people who don't have a vested interest, the judges control the vote.
It's all about the Canadians.
Stupid, godless Canadians. So, there you go. All right, I think that's kind of it.
That's all you need to care about. Everybody else was dull and uninteresting.
But that with that Google comment, Storm, I think, because she showed that she can give and take, push and pull, and hold her own, I think she clinched the top two right there. Her and in my opinion, I think it's her and Lucas, DeLana. Or maybe DeLana.
Oh, I think it's going to be the three of them.
But she's top two right there. I'm not saying she's going to win.
I think
it's going to be the
top three.
I think so. I think she guaranteed it last night with that. And by the way, after she made that Google comment, all of her MySpace pages, stormlarge.com, and all of their fan pages crashed within like 5 minutes.
Huh.
I get screen. You go to my webpage, there's a screenshot of it.
Which just goes to show you that people are now interested in her.
Yes.
So they'll be paying a little more attention.
It's all because of the Oregonian and their stunning Stormwatch headline.
Exactly.
All right. Kristen from accounting, thank you, sister.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. We got a break here. We'll come back. It's 503-733-2970. You're here with Jen Lane. That field that is so behind. So little to do. So much time. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Moving on. Yes, that dream's impossible to interpret. Okay. I keep seeing fountains everywhere.
They're huge. They're like comically big.
Thank you so much.
I'm huge.
503-733-2970.
And they're all priced for like 99 cents.
We're here with Jen Lane, Barfly Magazine. All right, Jen.
Thirsty.
Okay. I'm sorry we have no time. We're so Tim did news once at like 12:40.
And then he just left.
And then we never came back. I apologize. You've got stuff coming up.
I do have some stuff coming up. I've got the Great Outdoor Barfly Bus Tour on Saturday, July 29th. It's all patio bars, so we'll be drinking Alfresco Drunko all night long, Saturday, July 29th.
Okay.
I think she's still drunk.
I was just going to say.
Alfresco Drunko is what we say in the magazine, what we say for our icon that indicates outdoor drinking opportunities.
Okay. Let's take a call.
What?
No, I just don't want to go with that. Are you done whoring?
I suppose I am. I've got my cat house tonight at Sabala's.
No, yeah. I wasn't trying to step on your stuff. There was a long pause there, and the radio guy kicked dead air. Talk.
Okay, well, all right. Well, tonight I've got the cat house at Sabala's, my weekly DJ
meow.
Yeah, and last night we had Family Feud. It was great.
I meant to ask you about this because
we've played Family Feud before.
We have, but we lost. Badly.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We had Clyde in our team, didn't we?
I played a couple of times and she's won.
I forget who we even lost to. Pirates or Klingons or somebody? We lost to somebody embarrassing.
You were playing a radio station.
No, you were playing,
too.
Like,
was it FM versus AM?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And then we lost. All of these stories end with us losing. So, all right. But and the Countess thing is at Sabalas tonight.
That's right, 10 o'clock.
And is that it's in the sideshow room?
Yeah, it's turned into a really good retarded dance party every week. It's really fun.
That'll be
a good way to summarize
a really
it.
Good retarded dance party.
It's great.
And people can find out more at barflymag.com.
That's correct.
Fantastic. We're gonna get Shannon. Shannon, you I was just about to pick you up.
Shannon,
I was coming to call you home. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, what's happening?
Jesse, what's up, brother?
Not much. Hey, I didn't realize it when I was watching it last night, but listening to it, that Delaina chick sounds like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, totally. But that thing, if you look at her, as Aaron noted, she's kind of goth, hot, in a sort of completely unsexy, unattractive kind of way.
She seems like she'd be really ugly without her makeup.
Totally. But if you listen to her, she's not all that impressive, because you're right, she's just totally got the, I'm trying to be Leonard Cohen kind of thing going on.
For sure. But so what I was talking about is watching the reality portion of the show and then seeing how the judges talk to Storm. It's like, you know, I know she's going to win from the get-go, but it doesn't seem like they're giving her that much attention. They spent a lot of time talking with
Lucas
like
and
Delaina and everybody else.
It's because Storm doesn't give them bitchy drama, as some people have noted.
She's not slutting it up.
It's because she's not giving them like fake, made up, like you know, like sexy drama that they can focus on. That's
yeah, and then on the reality show, I mean, they barely spend any time on her as well. But I think maybe they're spending time on the people that they think are going to go home. And then saving the people that they, you know, they don't want to waste their time.
That's good.
That's what they showing do a lot of reality shows.
You know, a Storm when they're going to show her all the way through.
No, that's true. I never really thought about that. That might make a lot of sense, too. No, yeah, because if you know Delaina or whoever's going to go home early, you got to get that stuff now while she's still there.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, good insight, Jesse. All right, that's Jesse.
Storm's
thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Gone swimming with Tommy Lee, and we haven't seen that yet.
Really?
What? Yes. Who? Who went swimming with Tommy Lee?
Who went storming with Tommy Lee?
Who went storming with Tommy Lee? Storm in the gates tonight.
Storm went swimming, jumped in the pool with Tommy Lee at some point.
Well, I'm watching the reality part right now.
I feel a little awkward.
But, I mean, that's what I
saw. So you're here.
So.
Huh?
Yeah. It's the word on the street.
the word on the grapevine.
But anyways, I'm sorry. Am I just one big awkward pause?
No.
I'm sorry I was late, Rick.
No, I'll never do it again.
I'm sorry.
No, we can be. I mean, we can. I don't know.
The woman without car, too.
I have no car. I had a big show last night. I had to drink at least a dozen shots of Jägermeister in the course of an hour.
It's not
like
you.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's not you. It's us. It's been a difficult day here, emotionally and personally. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it's my 9-month anniversary with Nathan. He's not talking to me. And
really?
Rick has the wrong suit.
I'm about to ruin my brother's wedding in a couple days, so.
What?
If you're not going to come in until late, you're going to miss some things, Jen. Jen Lane, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Sabalas.
Yeah, are you going to come tonight?
No. No, we have a thing. We're going to Sarah and I have an event.
We can swing by afterwards.
You have a thing?
We have a Willamette thing happening tonight that we're supposed to go to. She's making me go. I don't want to go, baby. Baby, you know I spend time with you.
She just asked me if I wanted to go, too.
Okay, well, let's all go.
That exclusive.
Let's all go together.
This is turning into a Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice kind of a thing.
Especially with you guys. There's no way.
I gotta go home now.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here, man.
Hey, the Rick Emerson Show. Be back in 21 hours.
Woo.
Sarah, Tim, Scotty, Bastards, Down, Grind, Like Us, bye.